The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
First, I'm delighted to be joined by author Anna Carey, who's here to talk about her brand new book, Love Scene. Anna, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me.
When you came in there, I was explaining to you that normally when an author is here, I have your book in my hands, but I forgot it because I'm actually reading it and it is beside my bed at home. In fact, I've been sneaking off to bed early, truth be told, to read it. I love it.
Oh, thank you. That is the best praise you can get, that somebody's going to bed early to read your book. That's like the mark of quality.
Is this a little bit about your life, the professional side?
Well, it's about a TV scriptwriter called Annie who moves back to Dublin to take on what she thinks is her dream job, which is writing for an iconic Irish soap opera. And when she gets there, she finds she has to share an office with her old college nemesis, I suppose you could call him, Art Sullivan, who the last time she saw him, he was literally laughing in her face for wanting to write for soaps. And he went off to be a sort of indie film golden boy and write for prestige TV. And now he's working for a soap opera in Dublin. So they clash and then they have to work together when they realise somebody is kind of sabotaging the show. So none of that has ever happened to me. And also, obviously, you know, it's a romantic comedy. So they more than clash as it goes on. But I am a former TV soap writer. But sadly, the reality of the job involves a lot more hard work and a lot less drama. So
not quite as exciting.
No, it's a lot of people working very hard at home. So there's no opportunities for any of this sort of shenanigans. But I did want to sort of write a bit of a love letter to soap operas and TV and popular TV, you know, that doesn't always get the love
Annie
it deserves.
In the book is so passionate about the role that soap operas play in her life and the lives of other people she knows. So are you a champion for that?
Yeah, I really am. Like, and I always have been. I've always been very defensive of this sort of popular culture that gets dismissed a lot. And I was really happy recently to see people like Ryan Gosling and Rose Byrne, you know, recently nominated for an Oscar, not only defending soap writing and acting, but, you know, really paying homage to it. Like Ryan Gosling saying his acting heroes growing up were soap actors and just pointing out how hard they have to work, how they have to learn all these lines and deliver, you know, strong performances with very little preparation time, and how, you know, there's lots of great stuff in these shows and it doesn't always get the credit it deserves. Mm-hmm. So,
and do you feel sad that maybe their popularity is declining a bit now? I mean, Coronation Street was the sort of backdrop to my youth.
Yeah.
You know, it was always on.
Yeah.
Was it Monday and Wednesday back
then?
It was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Yeah. Always there, you know, constant presence at 7:30. It's not so much that anymore, is it? It's changing.
Yeah, and the way people watch TV has changed. You know, people watch on streaming. They watch, you know, they don't have the whole family sitting around the TV in the same way anymore. Apart from, you know, there's some shows like Traitors that get that sort of reaction.
Mm-hmm. But it's rare though.
It's really rare. And I think that's why, you know, I wanted to highlight how these shows are so important both for actors and writers and for, you know, especially a country like Ireland, to see a semblance of ordinary Irish life ongoing on TV is really important. So yeah, I think like TV watching on every form of broadcasting has changed, but soaps are a bit beleaguered, and I guess I wanted to, you know, remind people that they're still there and they can do what they do very well.
Now, the last book, Our Song, was huge. It just became such a massive hit, didn't it?
Well, people seem to like it.
Don't be modest now. It did really well.
It did as better than I could have hoped. Which was amazing because, you know, it was my eighth book, but my first for adults, because my previous books have been like YA. And I really loved writing it. I was one of those things where it was like, oh, this is what I'm meant to be writing.
Did it take you a while to start writing the books that you wanted to read? Like, were you putting pressure on yourself to do other stuff and then suddenly realised, oh, this is the stuff that I want to do?
Kind of, because like I very much enjoyed writing for young people, and like my first few books were like contemporary, you know, set in the present day about teenage girl starting a band, but with a bit of romance in there as well. So, you know, it was always like germinating in the background. But then I wrote a bunch of historical novels, which I am really proud of. But they involved a lot of research.
That's homework.
It was. There was a lot of homework. And I'd find myself becoming way too pedantic and going like, was the 16 bus route the same as the 16 tram route in 1912? And then having to search for it. And it's just so tedious. And, you know, it doesn't read tediously on the page, but the work that went into making it entertaining was kind of robbing me of the will to live after a certain point. And I'm a big fan of romantic comedies and I love reading them. And I realized I was reading them and feeling jealous of the writers and just being like, oh, I wish I was doing this. Like if you're reading a Vary McFarlane book or an Emily Henry book or a Sarah Manning book and being like, oh, this is what I wish I was doing. And then I decided I would just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best creative decision I think I've ever made.
Does it fall onto the page? I know it's not easy, but does it fall onto the page in a way that is much more pleasant for you than writing historical work?
Yeah, I mean, because I think it's hard work getting it right. You know, when you write, you know, these big emotional scenes, I always say just get it down and then get it good. You know, just get something down there that tells the story on the page of this scene on the page and then hone it and refine it to make sure like the timing and the way they talk to each other feels real and makes sense. But actually coming up with, you know, I'd be walking down the street and I would think of like the perfect line or I would think of the perfect plot development and I'd get my phone out and the notes app on my phone was like for both books was probably thousands of words long because it was constantly, you know, it did feel like I was constantly sort of working on it in the most fun, playful way. And I hadn't had an experience like that for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it was hard work, but it was fun work.
So what are the writing rules for you? Like, do you say, I'm going to sit down at 8, I'm going to take a break at 11, or how do you do it?
Certainly don't sit down at 8, I can tell you that much. No, I do try and set a word count every day, which, you know, not every writer has their own way of doing things. And a lot of people hate the idea of a word count. But for me, I try to write 1,000 words a day, get 1,000 words down on the page a day. And then the rest of the time, there's editing and there's going back on things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important that I will stop when I hit 1,000 words, even if I'm in a flow, because that means you've got some gas in the tank for the next day. Because I think if I just kept writing until I couldn't write anymore, then what am I going to do the next day? You know, I'm starting from zero. Whereas if you set yourself a target and you could probably exceed it if you tried, you've still got something left to write about tomorrow.
But if you don't hit your 1,000-word target, do you go to bed beating yourself up that you've only written 650 words?
Sometimes, but actually I do, I've got my alternative target, which is 500 words, because Graham Greene, you know, the English novelist, he never, ever wrote more than 500 words a day. And I always think, it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me.
Well,
so
I think that's wise.
Yeah.
That's a good way to live.
Yeah, and 500 words you can usually manage. And, you know, then there's always tomorrow.
And I love that device where you've used characters from our song and they flow into this book. So Laura and Ty pop up.
They do.
Laura is the sister of the main character, Annie. Is that,
yeah,
is that something that you're going to do? Is that in the next book as well, that you have the little Easter eggs in there?
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea of writing your next book about a side character from the previous one or from, you know, any previous work, because it sort of creates a bigger universe and kind of gives you more to play with because you've got characters established already. And like Love Scene is very much a standalone book. Like you can read it if you haven't read our song. It's just, it's got the Easter eggs, as you say. And I started writing Love Scene like literally 2 days after I finished the first draft of our song. And it was because I was enjoying writing our song so much that I was like, oh God, if I stop now, I mightn't be able to, you know, this flow might leave me forever. So I had Annie in mind as a character.
She was there.
She was there. And, you know, when I was working on the second draft of our song, at the same time I was working on the first draft of Love Scene, so I could sort of give Annie a little bit more in our song to sort of establish her as a character. And that really helped. And yeah, like the book I'm writing at the moment is about Annie's best friend from Love Scene. So her
Oh,
friend,
Rue.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. The sexy witch.
Yes, exactly.
So she gets her own starring role in the next one.
Yeah, hopefully, if it all works out.
And tell me, have you had any TV execs, big TV companies pulling up to your door now with a big truckload of cash?
Not with a big truckload of cash.
But they're there, are they?
There have been conversations.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is, but I think like both my brother-in-law, David Frayne, and my sister is Rachel Carey, are both TV and film directors. And so I know that so many things get talked about and don't
get made. Well, that's good to be realistic about it. But nonetheless, I would imagine it is exciting to have that there.
I had some very exciting meetings last year, but nothing has happened yet. So, you know, there's always a chance. I mean, I do think I didn't write these books thinking they would be in a film someday. But, you know, I think there's a real appetite for romantic comedies, both in fiction and on the screen. And like people are crying out for good ones, you know, and there are loads of amazing ones out there. I think we're in a kind of golden age for, you know, an awareness of what the genre could do that other genres can't.
Well, it just allows you to escape, you know? Like, myself and my two girls started watching Say Yes to the Dress from 2021 over the weekend. And we probably watched four episodes back to back because we needed it.
But that's the thing. That's part of what the book is about, that Annie doesn't, you know, thinks that art doesn't understand how much these shows can mean to people. Just comfort TV in general, whether it's Gilmore Girls or Say Yes to the Dress or a soap, that sometimes you just want to feel safe for a while when the world feels like it's on fire. And, and you know, romance novels, you can explore a lot of serious topics in them because the reader knows that they're going to have a happy ending. So, you know, it's kind of a safe place to deal
with
these things.
It's just a little gift to yourself, isn't it? Reading or watching something like that.
Yeah, and I love reading them and watching them myself. So, you know, I couldn't write them if I wasn't a fan already. But yeah, It's just that moment of comfort where you can just switch off from the real world and go to a place where, you know the people are going to be okay in the end.
Love Scene is out now.
It is.
Anna, thank you so much for coming in. And when the TV thing happens, I'm going to ask you to come back.
Oh, I will be back.
That is author Anna Carey. And as I said, Love Scene, which is a great read, is out now. And if you want to go back, our song is there as well, which was a huge success too.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.